We have a name.
Hello?
Hello, this is David Akers from the Taney County Board of Equalization. I'm not sure who I'm trying to call here, so I just got a number to call.
Yeah, actually, I had a meeting today at 1:30, but I was sick. I couldn't make it today, but I called earlier.
You're right. And I'm sorry, what's your name, sir?
Sonny. S-U-N-N-Y.
Okay. Sonny, I've got an appeal here, and on your form you've checked value. You've got down a value purchase. Well, you put down the purchase price was 1.7, and the assessor's value that they put was 1.756084. So, I mean, we're talking about a $56,000 difference there. Did you know that that was what the assessed value was when you appeal, or are you just appealing that $56,000? Or what are you?
Well, when I bought from my previous owner, they paid $2.4 million like 5 years ago, five or six years ago.
Right.
And I bought last year for 1.7.
Right.
And at the time they were paying like around $25,000 property tax, and that's the reason I just appealed.
Okay, but what I'm saying is that the assessor has you at 1.756, that's the assessed value. Is that
okay?
I mean, is that reasonable to you? The 1.75.
I'm looking for a couple of properties next to me, like the Rebo Inn, Rosebud Inn, Whispering Inn. Their value is way down than mine, and they're all my neighbors.
Okay.
I'm talking about Rosebud Inn,
okay.
Gazebo Inn, and Branson Bed, Whispering Inn.
Okay.
Sorry, I gotta have to talk because I can hardly breathe because I got a real sick.
I understand.
Okay. Yeah, let
the assessor respond to those other properties that you mentioned.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just going on the cost basis.
Okay,
and
their rooms but similar, like mine is 77, they're like 73, 74, 75. Branson based, same properties like me. Rosebud, they're intercorridor, same property. They've got 72 rooms. Whispering, same thing.
Okay. Let me hear from the assessor, and then we'll talk again on this, okay? But the assessor, can you hear the assessor? Go ahead.
So, again, we don't know what he paid for it. He's not given us any kind of indication, sent us a closing statement or anything. But he did buy this in January of 2022. We know that values have been going up on these. We found that even here in the assessment or the appeals in the BOE on motels, and so I believe that we are at the correct value.
And do you know what he's talking about on Rosebud and those other ones that he's talking about as far as values go? Are they any?
Well, you did the Rosebud for appeal.
Like
I don't know. I don't remember. There's been so many.
Just 1 second. What was that?
I said you heard the Rosebud one on appeal, but I don't remember what you valued it. I don't remember that at all. We've been through so many.
I think that was the one that was bringing his information in, and they were going to meet with her.
I can't remember either.
Oh, he brought me his financials. Remember, he went down because he brought me financials. They didn't bring me anything.
All right. Do you have any questions?
I don't. I do, actually. Have you made any improvements since you've owned it in the last year?
No. I don't move nothing right now, no.
Okay. And I guess my next question would be, is there something that you consider has devalued in the last year, other than you're saying other properties around you?
Ma'am, I cannot hear you. I can barely hear you.
Are you saying that the property, that the reason you're asking for this valuation, the only reason is because you feel that the properties around you have less value?
Yes, all the properties around me, their value are way down than compared to me.
Okay.
Okay.
That's the only question I have.
Two things. Okay. One is sometimes it is advantageous, oftentimes, as a matter of fact, when hotel or motel owners come in and bring the assessor their income information so that they can do an income approach to valuation, and oftentimes that drops the value below what the replacement or the cost approach that she uses. She doesn't have any. But also, you've just said you bought this for $1.7 million last year.
Right.
So, and that's pretty much where her value is that?
Yes, but the new buyer, he bought the property for 1.9, and their value is way down than me, and I don't understand how come is that possible. You know, the rules were the same thing.
I think that has to do with a buyer and a seller agreeing to a price.
Well, I think what he's saying is the other guy bought it for 1.9, but their value, their assessed value online seems to be low. But that's because they brought in their financials and sat down with the assessor on that. So it makes it difficult when we're this close to the end of the tax year and we don't know that she's going to have time to go through your financials, even if you were to bring them in now. That's the concern.
Mm-hmm.
But the reason that those properties' assessed value went down, they would have been the same under the cost approach as your property, but because we don't have that information in front of us, it is difficult. The only information we've got comparables here now, and we've got the actual price on yours was 1.7. I mean, that would be fairly consistent. But I don't know that we have enough in front of us right now without the financials to make much of a change is our problem.
Okay.
But in going forward, I guess what I'd say to you is if you can bring those financials into the assessor, oftentimes it does help bring down your value, and that's what those other properties, the people who had the other properties have done.
Right. Yes, I can do that.
Okay. Do you want to make a motion?
I would make a motion that we deny value.
Okay. As for this year anyway, we're going to make a motion, since you just bought it for 1.7 last year, there's a motion to deny the change in value, and I'm going to second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. You'll get a decision. You can appeal it to the State Tax Commission if you wish, but if you want to go ahead and accept that 1.7 this year, then you can bring your financials in on subsequent years and hopefully get down to another value, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right.
That's your point.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for helping.
Bye. I think we are at BOE 399 at this point. That's a teleconference. Sir, who are you here for?
Kanakuk.
Okay. All right. Let me see if I can do that. Please tell me your name. I probably met
you.
John Jensen. Okay. John, where is your articles of incorporation?
Do you have a binder?
I do.
It's tab B, exhibit B.
All right, let me do that.
You want to go to section 8?
Probably the same thing as what I looked at yesterday. Amended and restated.
Is this a classification?
Tax exempt.
Yeah.
This is purely an exemption argument, correct?
Okay.
Correct.
All right.
For property and real estate.
If you, I don't know if you were listening to K-Life yesterday, but that's what we were trying to find.
They just briefed me afterwards, but I wasn't listening.
Okay, that's an amendment.
I'm sorry?
Well, I was trying to get to your, it says amended and restated articles.
Looking for the bylaws.
Yeah.
Oh, you're looking for the original articles?
Well, I got to make sure it's in here. All right. With respect to this, there's BOE 400 through 409. So we're dealing with, looks like 10 properties.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Okay. Correct.
And all 10 of these properties are owned in the 501c3.
Correct.
Okay. And with respect to the properties itself, I think the assessor had sent out notices on some of the properties having to do with producing income. Does all of that income go back into the 501c3 that
it
is
does.
Produced from some of those?
It does. I have a chart showing you the income by property, if that's useful for you.
Okay.
I have a question before we vote.
Can I approach?
Sure.
Do you have two corporations or just one? One of these is filed as a Kennecott Ministries, Inc.
Kennecott Ministries, maybe a DBA as well.
Do you want copies of this as well?
What is the actual corporation?
Kennecott Ministries. That's
so
what it's filed in the Secretary of State.
406 is incorporated.
I'm sorry.
BOE 406 is incorporated, and it looks like
which one?
It says at Kennecott Ministries.
962 Lakeshore. It's showing it's a garage warehouse, garage and warehouse. And it may just have been filed wrong with the name as the owner name, but it's got Kennecott Ministries, Inc.
Sorry, I don't have the addresses. All I have is the parcel numbers.
Parcel ending in 001.000. Oh, well, you got more than one of those.
151000.
005.001. It's on 14.54 acres.
Yeah, I don't have the acreage shown here. Sorry, I just have a summary report. Yeah, we don't have an operating entity called Kennecott Ministries, Inc.
Okay. Yeah, if you're talking about number 406,
yes.
That is actually the improvements only. So they carve out the land as one piece,
mm-hmm.
and then everything built on the land they put in Kennecott Ministries. So that's what this is. It's improvements, but not any land.
So that would change the name?
They put different names on everything, so I'm having a difficult time.
Can I share the history? So for between 1926 until 2008, the whole organization was owned by the White family and different entities.
Mm-hmm.
They donated, in 2008, they donated all the improvements.
Mm-hmm.
to all of the camps and other facilities to
okay.
Canada and have been donating land over time with their tax planning. So that's why you have this situation where sometimes, in fact, the majority of the land's in Taney County, the land's owned by a different organization. The improvements are owned by the nonprofit.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Sure.
Okay.
So hopefully the handout answered your question on other income. Year-to-date, $42,000 on the different parcels that we've asked for today. Last year was $200,000. That's scaled back dramatically. We actually had a loss on that rental income when you add the expenses to it in our 2022 audited financials.
Okay. John, I'm just looking at the Secretary of State.